All right, it's KX 93.5. John Mayall, OBE, if you don't mind, is...
I don't mind at all.
There he is. He's a blues singer, a guitarist, organist, songwriter. He's a national treasure, really. Hope you don't mind me saying that, John. And he's on the phone with me right now. Hi, John.
I'm speaking to you, yes.
Yes, we're delighted that you're on the phone with us. And you're coming down to Orange County pretty soon to grace us with your presence at the Segerstrom Centre for the Arts up there in Costa Mesa. And the gig's on May 7th, and tickets are available from the Segerstrom's website, scfta.org. Exciting for us. Have you been down here much before?
Yeah, but there's not many places we haven't been, so, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I guess so. In a career spanning 60-odd years, you've probably seen and done everything there is to do in rock and roll. Did you think when you were starting out, you know, that this would be such a all-consuming career for you?
Well, no, I mean, if you set out on a career in music or in any field of your interests, obviously you hope for it will, hope that it will last. So, you know, you put one foot in front of the other and you can continue on the path. But no, if you decide to make a career out of something, then you pursue it.
Really? So it was a conscious decision on your part? I mean, not everybody does that, do they? I know I just fell into being a DJ.
Well, I don't know. It's a lot of the music that, you know, that is the trigger. So, obviously, you're interested in pursuing it.
How did you get into American blues music?
My father had a record collection, so I was hearing jazz and blues right from the age of 10. So, you know, it's an early start.
How'd you get hold of the records in those days?
You go to the record shop and buy what you were interested in.
Were they expensive? Were they hard to get hold of?
No, not really.
And the information, how did you get hold of that? I mean, there was no internet in those days. Were you listening to a lot of radio?
You get interested in music and you read about what there is involved and who to listen to. And I don't know, you just pursue your interests. You know, your ears tell you what kind of music you're into.
Well, you certainly fell in with a bunch of incredible players. Early bands of yours with Eric Clapton and Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac. How did that all come about?
Well, everybody knows, you know, the Alexis Corner and Cyril Davis kicked the thing off, you know, and it grew from then. Yeah. Everybody you know now all started back then.
Other musicians must have been drawn to you in some profound way. I mean, Walter Trout and John McVie and later on Gary Moore and Johnny Lang and all these very famous people. Is there something about the way you ran the band that was, you think, sort of drew people to want to play with you?
I don't know. As a band leader, you choose who you want to work with, you know, so that's always been the way and that never changes.
Yeah, so you would approach them rather than people coming to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're excited that you're coming to the Segerstrom Centre for the Arts up there in Costa Mesa on May the 7th for what's actually a triple header with legendary singer Betty Levette and incredible harmonica player Charlie Musselwhite on the bill. Tickets are available at scfta.org. What can people expect from that show? What are you up to at the moment?
Well, we tour all the time. We do 120 shows every year, so, you know, we're always very busy. So we're looking forward to playing. You know, the current band has been together 7 years, and that's the best band I've ever had. Oh. It's Greg Arzab on bass guitar, Rocky Atlas on guitar, and Jay Davenport on drums. So you're looking for a fine display of music.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show, John. Are you still writing, or are you playing your old stuff, or what's the show made up of?
It's a different show every night, so there's plenty to choose from. So in any given set, you know, I make sure it's a cross-section of historical works of, you know, from earlier days, new versions of them, plus the latest stuff from the new album.
Do you still listen to a lot of music, to other artists?
I guess so, you know, a little here and there.
What I'm getting at is, are you still having fun with it? Does it still turn you on to go up on that stage and play every night?
Yeah, absolutely. We have great fun playing, and it's a different show every night, like I said, and, you know, we enjoy creating music.
Well, that's good to know, man. I'm talking to John Mayall, He's a British legendary blues player, and he's coming to Orange County on May 7th to play at the Sigurdsson Centre for the Arts. Yeah, it's good to know, man, that you're still having fun.
Absolutely. It's always got to be fun. You have to, you know, share the music with the people.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks very much for talking to me, and if you're ever in Laguna Beach, come by and see us at KX 93.5.
Okay, well, that's very nice for the offer. All right, very good, and we'll see you there at the concert.
Cheers, John.
Okay, cheers. Bye. Bye.
British blues man John Mayall there on the phone with me at KX 93.5. Again, that gig is the Sigurdsson Centre for the Arts on May 7th. It's going to be John Mayall, Charlie Musselwhite, Betty Levette, all on the same bill up there in Costa Mesa. Tickets available at scfta.org.